Good evening. This is Radio 3 Europe, broadcasting in Nixon.
How's your tour doing generally?
So I say, it's really good. You know, we're getting through to a lot of people that we normally wouldn't have if it wasn't on tour.
How do you think the audiences here compared to Europe and England?
Oh, all the same ones you get out to, you know. The first initial thing is like, it's always like, they're in silent surprise a lot of times at first. Mm. Then when we come through again, you know, most people just hit off us like that because they've heard about us before.
Yeah.
But it's groovy to play to people who listen.
Right.
And the response is always afterwards. They show the appreciation in groovy ways. You know, you can feel it when you're on stage.
Yeah.
You can't see them.
You get, you produced most of the last record, right? Did the production and mixing?
Yeah, we did it all, yeah.
It's a very good mixing job.
Thank you. We had a tiny bit of trouble, like I said before, we was recording as we was on tour, you know, which is very hard to do.
Where was that track with Cassidy and Lulu?
Yeah, I was saying that to say, like, it's very hard to, like, concentrate on touring and recording. But that's allowed, though, because I'm trying to do this interview. But it's pretty hard to, like, concentrate on recording and playing gigs, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, some of the mix came out kind of muddy. Not exactly muddy, but it's kind of basic.
Yeah, it's
because we didn't get a chance to do it completely to the end. We mixed it all, you know, and produced it and all this mess. And then when it was time for them to press it, well, quite naturally screwed up because they didn't know what we wanted.
Right, yeah.
There's 3D sound on there that's being used that you can't even appreciate now because, like, they didn't know how to cut it properly for it. They thought it was out of phase.
Right. Where was that track cut? Do you remember?
Well, see, Watchtower and Burning the Midnight Lamp was all recorded at Record Plant Studios in New York.
How about Voodoo Child, the live cut?
What we did, we just opened the studio up and all our friends came down.
Oh.
From, like, after jam session.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. I said in the review, it sounded like a bar.
We wanted to jam somewhere, but, like, the studio, we just went to the studio to jam. The best place to jam.
Yeah.
And brought about 50 records.
How do you like Record Plant? It's 12 track, isn't it?
It's great, yeah, I dig it. Everybody's telling me that it's supposed to be obsolete because it doesn't add up with today's figures of the tracks. I don't know.
Right.
For what we was trying to get across at the present time, it was perfect.
How do you use 12 tracks? How do you fill up 12 tracks?
You don't have to fill them all up sometimes. Like, for instance, in Little Child, Slight Return, we used the, I was singing and playing guitar, and Mitch played drums and no bass, and then I added on maybe two more things. How many tracks is that? That's about. We put drums on 3.
Mm.
And sometimes vocal on too, and then just split it out.
Yeah, the stereo thing is nice because, like, I got earphones, I listen to earphones, and so when it goes from track to track, it just goes.
Yeah, well, sometimes we keep the tracks there, sometimes we pan the echo, what you call panning, so it's going. And that's when you need a 12 track because you can put the echo on a complete set of track on a song.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then for different effects here and there, you know. You don't always use up 12 tracks, which would make the sound bigger if you don't.
Yeah. Are you going to be doing any more Dylan material?
Oh, yeah, whenever it comes to, if I can feel it, yeah.
Mm.
There's about 2 other songs I really want to do. And, you know, I can really feel them. Felt like I wrote them a long time ago, something like
that. Which ones?
Well, to tell the honest and God truth, Rolling Stone is one of them. That's the third one, actually.
Yeah.
There's 2 others, I can't even remember the names of them.
Long time ago songs or recent songs?
No, they're kind of like recent on this tape that he hasn't released yet.
Oh, yeah, it's a good tape.
Yeah, you heard some of
it. Yeah, it's very nice.
And
the band.
Yeah, with the band, yeah, they did. There was this tape, this song that's really outside. I think we could put it over across really good.
Yeah, I like your version of All Along the Watchtower because it's, the rhythm guitar lays down the basic changes, and there's all the other stuff on top of it, so you see the structure of the whole thing.
Yeah, all we used on that, well, we just used a solo guitar as about 4 different types of sounds, you know. I use it as a slide, and then as a wah-wah, and then it'd be that straight.
You were the first to use a wah-wah pedal, weren't you?
I guess so, I wouldn't really care. We used it on I Don't Live Today, on a first one.
Are you going to be doing more blues material? Some of the stuff I like most of there was the more blues-oriented.
Definitely. Well, like, you know, it's different sizes. There's millions of sizes I've never seen yet. And it'll take about 5 more LPs before we can really, you know. But, like, what we're doing now is, like, this using the 3-piece and exhausting it until we can, get it out, only one out of it right at a particular time.
Then you're going to augment?
Yeah, whenever we feel it, though, you know.
Yeah, right.
Well, like for the blues, man, I wrote millions of them, and like if we would have used them all, the whole LP would have been blues LP.
Yeah, I would like to hear more blues, man, because I think
that's what we're going to release, another double LP.
A double LP just of blues?
No, not necessarily. It would probably be about 7 tracks of blues on it. Good. We're going to try to make it maybe about 26 tracks.
That'd be nice.
Let me get down on station.
How do you feel about having had to go to England to get successful? Do you have any feelings?
No, not feelings at all. It's just that I've never been to England before, so I decided to go over there. Before we went over there, we were sampling offers, this other group that I had, you know, with the Randy California, the guitar player of the Spirit. So the group we had in the village, like, we got offers from Columbia, Epic, you know, the record scene, you know. But I didn't feel always completely ready then, not as a group, not that type of group. I just happened to go to, you know, England, just cast Aspen coming.
Is Chandler still
No, see, like, he wants to settle down. You know, he's married, he wants to settle down. So that's a pleasure to see you. He tends to say,
well, like, we're playing, you know, about 3 speakers a piece right now. And I guess, you know, let's see if we keep on playing more, so I can't hear myself talk. What do you say, man? What do you want to think about something like this? We got some really friends in the music business, like one of the groups that broke up and it's one of the best groups around. We like to do one of the songs by them, this group called The Cream. Because we're not saying that we play it badly, we're not saying that. I'm just saying we sing a song, you know, and we like to play it instrumentally. Go somewhere else. Yeah.
the last few days have been like this. Oh, you mean with the people, you mean?
Yeah, the people.
Well, not necessarily. We don't judge by the people, you know. We judge by how well we get across, maybe, like, versus music-wise, you know.
That really helps.
If we're not laying down anything and just screaming and hollering and thinking that's good, then it makes you feel bad.
Yeah, I'm good.
Tonight, I didn't play so well tonight. Because, like I said, I was playing out about three speakers.
Mm.
And it was such a...
What do you use, two tops and four bottoms?
Did you hear him tonight?
I heard part of this set. Yeah, I was waiting backstage.
It was really, really solid.
And they're very tight and together.
Yeah, I can hardly wait to fucking proud of this. Right now, I'm producing the air apparent. It was a hard-rocking Irish group.
Irish?
Yeah. They did more of this, a tinge of folk in it. It's a tinge of it. But like Irish folk. Mm-hmm. But it's like hard rock, you know.
The mixture.
Yeah.
And are you going to be doing more producing?
Other than I'd like to.
Would you like to get into producing more than music or
No, I'm not more than music. No, I like to do it when I can. Or if I feel like it.
Yeah.
Like, whatever I do, I can. But like... You see what's happening, man. I'm getting upset every fucking night because of these damn amplifiers.
Are you curing your own or people?
Yeah, I'm curing my own and, like, you know. I can't fix an amp. I'm not an amp repairman. But I know when they're wrong. I wonder. It makes me twice as mad when a road manager tries to tell me. It's because they're plugged up, they're working.
Can you drive it up? How about this, man?
Oh,
song about slow blues, and my voice will be out. I hope not, anyway. It's a thing called Red House that we recorded about 2 years ago in England. It was on the AliExpress LP, and it'll be on a new one, only, you know, the names feel better. And When I say call people, that's when you come to work out, okay?
Thank you.
replaceable now. This song here is dedicated to somebody's girlfriend tonight. I don't know who yet. We'll find out after the gig.